From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Pittsburgh Pirates scored three runs in the ninth inning to beat the Brewers 4-1 at Miller Park. Chris Stewart broke a 1-1 tie with a two-run single off Francisco Rodriguez. K-Rod says he didn't do his job.
In that situation, you have to find a way to keep the score where it is and give the offense opportunity. Fortunately, I was in my day. I didn't perform at the level that I was expecting, everybody expecting. So you just got to turn the page quick, be ready for more of that.
The Brewers' offense didn't do much. Six hits. Ryan Braun had two of them. Milwaukee will take on the Pirates again this afternoon at Miller Park. Giovanni Gallardo going against Wandy Rodriguez. You can hear the game right here. Carlos Gomez missed last night's game with lower back spasms, and so while he was sitting out, he agreed to end his appeal of the three-game suspension. That will make him eligible to return free and clear on Saturday against the Cubs in Chicago. Wisconsin receiver Jared Aberderis became the first Green Bay draft pick to sign a contract yesterday. Media reports say he got a four-year deal worth just over $2.3 million. In the Division III baseball tournament, UW-Whitewater won its opening game, topping St. Norbert 6-2 yesterday. UW-Lacrosse dropped their matchup to Concordia of Chicago. Meanwhile, out west, UW-Stevens Point beat Trinity of Texas 3-2. An RBI double from Marathon native Cody Honke in the seventh inning. The fourth-seeded Pointers will face Cal Lutheran tonight. ESPN says the sale of the Bucks is expected to be approved by the NBA as early as today. Steve Kerr is the new head coach of the Golden State Warriors. On the court, both Miami and San Antonio advanced with wins last night. Montreal moved on in the NHL. The LA Kings beat Anaheim. That's sports. I'm Tom King.